4BWA, how are you today, sir?
Too bad. I am currently at Bright Moseying up the highway. I just got back this morning from camping out the last 2 days out at Cross State Park in Spartanburg.
Hey, how about that? I didn't know they allowed camping over there anymore. That's pretty cool. Tent camp or camper camping?
Camping for sure. I'm got a travel trailer that I took up there, and it's like having a mobile palace on wheels. But yeah, they have they've got two designated campgrounds that one's up by their little lake, and then the other one is more in the woods. And I stayed on the woods side just to kind of get away from everything for a couple days.
That sounds nice. It's Steve on this end. Who we got?
Tim, Juliet, India, Mike. I think we might have talked before, but I don't get on here a whole lot, so I don't expect people to remember my name. What you doing today, Steve?
I'm trying to finalize all the last little stupid details so that I can close on a house tomorrow. I'm selling one.
And well, hey, is that me at least on the other end of things? You get to buy one?
I bought this little house so I could live in it for about a year and a half while I built another house, my permanent home, and that was in 17. Well, my daughter and her husband got in it before I could sell it, and they've been living in it since about 18, and they finally bought themselves a house. So pretty much half of November and all of December has been spent moving them out of the little house, getting them into the new house, doing all the things my daughter wanted to get done before they got everything finalized there. And so anyhow, I put my little house on the market Friday morning at 7 a.m. about 2.5 weeks ago, and it was sold for five over what I was asking by, well, pretty much by about 2 o'clock. It's a crazy world out there.
Like the way to do it, though, I'm hoping to sell my place within the next couple of months. I'm saying that so I set myself a goal. I want to try to buy some land and build a place, kind of like what you were talking about. So I'm hoping that I can get mine ready and get ready to flip it and sell it. I say flip it. I've lived in it for two years and a couple months, so it will be a flip. You know, and I bought it. I didn't intend to move out so soon, but I've just got the itch to find some land somewhere that's got some trees on it rather than being on a street corner in the city, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I used to live in a little neighborhood called Devinger off of Pelham Road. And let me assure you, I now live on, well, a little over six and a half acres. And my house sits 1,600 foot off of the road. And ain't nobody around to bother me on either side, front or back. And I got a little pond on the back. And I've shot 3 deer over the last 2 years, and I'm yet to shoot one fully clothed. I just step out on the front porch and pop them. So I got my little slice of heaven just like you're aiming for right now.
Yeah, I just drove into a hole. But, yeah, that sounds like exactly what I'm wanting to do. You know, I want to find somewhere between 3 and 5 acres so that I can have a little bit of privacy and then enough room where I can build a small house. You know, I don't want anything extravagant, at least right now. It's just me. So I kind of what I'm thinking is I'll build a, you know, something less than 1,000 square feet. And then down the road, you know, if I ever have the need to build something larger, you know, with a family or anything like that, I can still have some room to build a larger place and then use the little house as like a mother-in-law suite or something like that would kind of be the thought process. But I want to do that. I want to build a shop because I'm tired of working on cars laying in the gravel driveway behind my house. I want a real, you know, semi-climate-controlled, at least sheltered place that I can work on stuff so I'm not having to stare at my phone at the weather and make sure that I've got enough time to get the job done before it rains again. And then, like I said, I just have a small place where I can, some place I can keep neat and, you know, keep all my my playing, my radio playing, my car playing, etc. Keep all that out in the shop somewhere I can hide it where guests don't have to see it. KK4LAZ.
Oh, let me tell you something that my son has come across. He's going to be moving back up here from Florida. He's looking for land himself right now. He's looking for that 2 to 3 acres just like you are. And he's wanting to build. But he has run across something, and if you get a chance, go look up a barn dominium. BARNDOMINIUM. Barn dominium. They're cool. They're like metal buildings that are dressed out like a home, and you can incorporate shops into backup. The possibilities are endless on the things, and you can put them up cheap.
I've definitely looked at those. I've got that on my short list of things to do. Between that and I know a guy that builds. They're not tiny homes because they're not on a trailer platform. They're you know, stick built on a foundation houses, but they're like 800 square feet, and they're like one bedroom with a bathroom and then like a living room and kitchen combo type of thing. You know, between that and the barn dominium, because I'm already planning on putting up one of those steel buildings, those metal buildings, that's kind of the plan. And, you know, the thought process would be that I would buy the land, you know, get a well or a septic tank or whatever I need to do to get water and power and internet out there, and then move out there in my my trailer, my camper, for the time while they're building whatever I'm going to have built, whether that be the barn dominium or the small house, would be the thought process. So I've kind of got a plan that I'm working. I've got some excess junk that I need to move first, which is surprising, but you know, that since I'm going to a place that's got more space. But honestly, right now I am at capacity and I need to get rid of a few things so that I can try to minimize, I guess the word would be, before I try to get out of my current place.
I hear what you're talking about. Now I tell you what, 1,000 square feet is exactly what I just sold. It was sitting on 6/10 of an acre, had a nice little fenced-in backyard. It was nice. Yep. So anyhow, let me tell you about my little man cave. Man cave is 40 wide, 60 deep, and 16 feet clear to the first rafter. And that is my little domain. My wife does not tell me what to do down there.
You're living the dream right there. That's exactly what I want to do, is just have somewhere where I can play and not worry about, you know, the neighbors thinking, man, this guy must be a redneck with all your cars sitting in the driveway. Because I've got privacy on all sides from nosy people, and I've got my shop where I can go inside and work instead of the gravel driveway. And yeah, that's exactly what I've been looking at. I forget the name of the company that I've been looking at. There's a couple of them that do, you know, the basically, I guess technically it's prefab, but they don't, you know, they build it on site, and they bring everything on a flatbed trailer, and they build your building in like 3 days. There's a couple of them that do that, and that's kind of what I've been looking at, because those are relatively affordable. And the good news is I'm hoping I can do everything I want to do, because since I bought my house back in 2019, I mean, the market's gone crazy, and it's appreciated by like $50,000 or $60,000, just according to what I'm seeing other stuff, similar stuff close by selling for. So I'm hoping everything plays out and I can get my act together soon enough that I can take advantage of current market conditions, but then also not get completely and totally destroyed on the other end trying to buy something.
Let me just tell you, right now, on average, 135 to 155 square foot is the norm. How many square foot are you in now?
I think it's like 960 something. It's a two-bedroom mill house in downtown Simpsonville, so I'm hoping that kind of gives me a little bump for location.
Shape, and it's been remodeled. New stuff inside. you know, like appliances and such, you're looking at about $140,000.
There's other ones on my street that are selling for $190,000 to $200,000 that are in pretty much the same shape mine is. I mean, I'll have to do a few little things because it was remodeled before I bought it. And, you know, I've lived in it for 2 years, so it needs a few things. But, I mean, it's wild. I've got my neighbor who just finished renovating one that is about to list it for $225,000. There's one two streets over that was heavily renovated, which is much more than mine or his. And that one was, I don't know what it sold for, but it was listed at $325,000. It's crazy the prices people are putting on these little tiny houses when, you know, 2 years ago when I bought it, I paid like $130,000 for it.
Well, my friend, you just work it right, and I tell you, since you're single, shoot, I'd buy the land, and I'd throw up the shop that I wanted, and just build in a small bedroom, or rather a couple, a living room, and a kitchenette, and a bedroom in there, along with a bathroom, like a small apartment. And have that inside my large shop building, and then just whenever you're ready down the road, then build the house. And that way you got it all covered under one whack. Man, living the dream, Bubba. You're on your way.
Well, that's the desire, the hope, you know, so far. Now I got to kind of lay out, you know, now I'm in a position to where I can sell, I need to kind of lay out what the goals are, kind of maybe put it down on paper and figure out what the steps of the process are, because I think what I'm planning on doing is just getting one of those pod things, having them come plop that in my yard, and I'll just load everything in the house into that, and, you know, I got to sell off a few vehicles that I've got laying around that I don't want to try to do something with while I'm kind of in limbo, and then work on getting the house cleaned up, the yard cleaned up, and getting it on the market, I guess, is the plan. So that's the hope, that's the desire. But anyway, that's kind of the next 6 month goal, I guess, which sounds like a long time, but it's not going to be when I start doing stuff.
On you real quick. So what kind of cars you got to get rid of?
Now I need to sell. Got a little Jeep Liberty that was my fun Jeep, my little beater. It's a really nice little Jeep, but I gotta sell it because I bought another Jeep that is replaced it. And then I've gotta sell a motorcycle, and I've gotta sell my old camper. I just got the new one that I just got back with about a month ago, and I still have the old one that I gotta flip, get rid of. So I got a few things to sell. All the bachelor toys, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. So what kind of camper are you going to get rid of? What is it?
It's a starter camper I bought. It's a 2001 model Flagstaff, no slides, like a 26-footer or 25-footer. Just a real basic trailer. I mean, it had a bed in the front and a little kitchen and dining area in the middle, and then it had a bathroom and a couple little bunk beds in the back. Got a good deal on it, did some work on it, replaced the air conditioner and a few other things. And then I've had it for about a year and a half and just enjoyed the heck out of it, but decided that, one, I'm going to need somewhere to stay if I want to do this whole move out and, you know, find some land process, and two, I wanted something a little bit bigger to, you know, enjoy myself a little bit more and not feel so claustrophobic while I was out camping. So now I've got it's technically, I think, a 27-foot class, but it's like a 35-foot bumper-to-bumper Wildwood with a super slide and a separate bedroom and a full bathroom and all that kind of stuff. So, yep, just got to get the old one cleaned up. I got to repair. I got a spot in the ceiling in the bathroom that had some damage I got to repair, and then put it online and try to get it sold.
Sounds good. So what? So you're going to sell your motorcycle? That's not right.
I don't want to, but I need the cash because I owe some folks some money and I need to pay them back. And then also, I just don't have time to ride it. You know, when I have time to myself to do things I enjoy, you know, I'd rather go jeeping or go camping rather than go ride the motorcycle. I don't really have a whole lot of buddies that ride. So, but I do have buddies that go jeeping. So that's kind of become the pastime is between jeeping and camping is kind of the what I enjoy doing now more than anything.
So So what kind of scooter you got?
The 2002 Kawasaki Z1000. So it's like a naked bike, is what they call that style. It, you know, it's sporty, but it's not like lay on the gas tank sporty. Like, it's definitely more upright and comfortable ride. But it's got enough power to get out of its own way. It's a beast. It's a monster. I kind of worked my way up to something that large, but I just don't really have the time. And I have another bike that's my first bike. It was the older Honda inline four bike, and I mean, I'm gonna keep it because it's not really worth anything. I just gotta put it back together. So if I ever want to ride something, I got that.
Hey, 2010 Heritage Softail.
I love the Harley Softails. It's one of those things where I always wanted to get a Harley. I just could never find myself in the place where I could afford to get one. And maybe one day I will. I've ridden all their new stuff, all the current 107, 114 stuff, and I love it. I mean, it's got enough power to get out of its own way, which is not something I can say about the Japanese cruiser-style bikes that I've owned. but they're comfortable. You don't feel like you're getting beat up by the wind or anything like that, and it's just a nice ride. That would, down the road, if I decide to get another bike, because I'm in a position that, you know, another nice bike, I'm in a position where life lets me do that, it'll definitely be a Harley Davidson, because I love them.
That's cool. Well, listen, bud, I'm just about to arrive back at my hacienda, and I got to go back to work getting a bunch of stuff done. So I'm going to let you go. I enjoyed the Cuso and the ride along now. I wish you all the luck on that getting that house done the way you want it. I tell you what, part of the deal with us, me and my wife, was I'd build her the house she wanted, and I got the shop that I wanted. It worked out good. I got more square footage than she does. So anyhow, I wish you the best of luck on it, and stay safe and stay healthy for the new year. And hopefully I'll catch you on here again soon. KN4VWA, Steve, I'm clear.
It was really good chatting with you as well, and I hope everything goes well with that that closing you got coming up. I know that can be a little bit stressful, a lot of paperwork to sign. anyway, good chatting with you, and anytime I'm driving the new Jeep right now, and I got the radio in here now, so anytime I'm driving this, I typically have it on, just listening most of the time, but sometimes I'll throw the call out there. Anyway, KB4VWA, KK4LAZ, I'll say 73s, and I am clear.
4QLG, KO4NUE.
4QLG, go ahead.
What's up, brother? You doing all right?
We'd probably answer yes to that. Doing okay today right now anyway. How are you doing?
Me and the missus are headed your way, and I got a big old box of Band-Aids. I'm coming straight to you first.
I'm trying to laugh, but it kind of hurts when I smile.
Man, that looked pretty bad. Are you bruised up pretty bad?
It's not that bad. I'm just being dramatic.
Well, we're headed your way. We're on Highway 11. And got you some stuff to go with your computer. Got a keyboard, a printer, and some other pieces and parts.
Got that signal link stuff in the card on the computer. I just got a phone call from an insurance company, so I was tracking down a loose end there. Got sidetracked with that, but I'm getting ready to check out on my shopping cart there.
Good deal. Good deal. So, me and a club member, we have not been successful with peer-to-peer, and we cannot figure out what is happening. We're still working at it, but going on, what, a week and a half now. As long as we use the repeater up on Sassafras, we don't have any problems. I mean, none whatsoever. But going peer-to-peer, it's just, I don't know. It's like trying to get an icon to talk to a Yazoo. It's just, oh, man, it's just a nightmare. But we'll figure it out.
Doing a little bit of reading up on this part. I haven't got that far yet, but maybe one more head in the game might offer some insight.
We need some help because we just haven't been able to do anything with it. We can see both of the radios do a handshake. We can see the handshake. But there's no message that's passed. I can connect to their radio, and their radio connects to mine, and then the modem shows that you know, the radios are locked up. But no message. We cannot figure out what in the world is going on. I mean, we don't even know if that's in the radio, or is it in WinLink, or what the deal is, and I don't know, could be we just missing a simple step too, which is probably it, but we'll get it figured out.
Is there anything that you could show my neighbor, who is a computer tech, by me not having any of the equipment here? Is there anything you could show him while you're here?
Yeah, I'm sure he could help. But right now, we don't even know what questions to ask. You know, you ever been that lost where you don't even know what to ask? I've got a theory on what's going on. But I don't know how to change the settings to test it yet. But like I said, we'll figure it out.
Great
job. What's going on, brother? This is KO4NUE, KO4RYP, and KO4QLG. How are you today, sir?
I'm listening in. I wish I had some advice to offer, but I hadn't even ever played with WinLink or any of that, so. As you said, I'm as lost as you are.
What's happening is, so peer-to-peer runs a narrow bandwidth. And I've got some little pointers on my waterfall on the sound modem that shows me when the repeater sends me a handshake, that signal falls within between those pointers. But when I try to do peer-to-peer receiving from the other station's radio, the bandwidth that's being broadcast is, I don't know, it's 5 to 6 inches each side of the pointer. And we just don't know how to change that. We think that's what's happening. But we'll figure it out.
You'll get it figured out. You seem to be able to get stuff like that working, so I got all the confidence in the world. But don't forget, when all that fails, just Google it. Just ask them the question. Sometimes they'll come right back with the answer.
It's kind of where I'm at right now. We're going to continue to try to get this bandwidth within these windows and see what happens. If that doesn't do it, then we're just out of things to try. But, you know, when you got a signal link that goes in between the computer and the radio, it's pretty simple from what I'm reading now. Reading and doing is two different things, but when configuring that Yazoo that's got the TNC and sound card built into it, oh man, there's just so many menus and sub-menus, and if you got one setting wrong, it just, you know, messes everything up. I'm sure that's what it is, but I just, you know, am not able to find decent cut sheets on what to do.
I'll get out back out of the way and let y'all continue to carry on. I hope y'all have a great day and good luck with this. And I will be clearing back on the side, M4WHM, to the group. 73s, my friends. I'll be monitoring.
Hi, Bill. Nice to talk with you. And just so you know, I've been successful sending an email out with the radio and sending a text message to an individual phone, but all that's going through the repeater, and I'm trying to send it to radio. That's, you know, different kind of animal, I guess. But at any rate, nice talking to you, 73, bud. You be safe. ULG KO4NUE. 4NUE, no contact, I'm clear.
4NUE, KO4QLG.
KO4NUE.
Sidetracked with a phone call, was you clear?
Need to know we're headed that way. You at the shop or at the house?
The shop, and I've got something for you too.
Right, well, we're final, probably 30 minutes out. So we'll see you then. We might stop and get a bite to eat or something while we're in town. But we'll see you. We'll see you later on. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
After that, KO4QLG, clear too.
And there, TR, M4WHM, over. M4WHM, negative contact. I'll be clear and monitoring.